My name is Sean Duffy. I'm a managing principal here at KPF. It's very interesting. On each one of the projects for Canary Wharf, they've all been a bit different in the way it's set up, the type of whether or not there's a tenant or not. And I'd say it's probably 50-50% of the time where we have a tenant at the beginning, and we know they are involved from day one, and we're really designing a building for a specific tenant. And a very good example of that would be the 15 Canada Square building for KPMG. The other part of the time, it's a spec type of Project Canary Wharf feels that the market is going to be in the upswing, and everything is looking good, and they feel confident that they'll be able to lease the building. And most often, in every case, we'll start off without a tenant. But by the time we get through the main design of the building, before we get often to the design of the lobbies, they have a tenant on board. And so then it's interesting. Now they're on board, and they do often start to have input on the lobby design. And that's how they sort of, on some of those speculative buildings, make it theirs. And a good example of that would be 30 Colonnade, which is the Fitch Ratings building right next to KPMG, and then also the One Bank Street building. At Canary Wharf, especially, the buildings, more than when other projects, they tend to have very large lobbies for the most part, and they were... They've always been on the big side. So that gives you a little bit of leeway there. It's a lot easier because you can start to manipulate the elements of the lobby without really impacting the space. And it was easier back in the days as well, maybe back in the early 2000s, because it was that corporate sort of identity. So it was marble, it was limestone, they all sort of wanted the same thing. It's much more complicated now in the last 10 years. Canary Wharf can't really sort of guess what the potential tenant is going to want, because now lobbies have become much more open, much more relaxed, much more about hanging out type of space. And so we have to leave the canvas a bit blank. And wait until we have an idea. And then every once in a while you still get the tenant that comes in that wants marble. I definitely, if you ask anybody, what is the sort of style of Canary Wharf, you'll get the answer of most of the time of glass boxes. But working with Canary Wharf for so long, I've been working with them pretty much continuously since 2003. I mean, I think it's very interesting. They want efficiency. They do start off with a box, but then they really do want to make that, figure out what you can do with that box in a way to make it very interesting to attract the tenants without losing that functionality, and have that's something that gives it an identity. And I would say on each one of our projects, we have worked closely with Canary Wharf to find out what is the one or two things that we're going to be able to do with that specific project to give it its, break the box, basically. And I really enjoy working with them on that sort of, it's nice to have the constraints of, this is going to be efficient. This is for most likely a headquarters type of thing. Most of the time it's going to be multi-tenant, so that limits on what we can do. With the example of KPMG, where that is, one tenant in the entire building, so that building's a bit different than all the rest. I would say they tend to be efficient, yeah, and nowadays, yes, mostly glass, but very, very functional, and they're not actually boxes if you really start to look at them. They all have their little something.